Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer. Today we're joined by a special guest, Didier. You work for the equivalent of ESPN in Canada. You covered Mark Trestman. Tell Bears fans what they're getting in the coach coming in here today.
Well, I mean, as you well know, Mark Trestman is really good with quarterbacks. He has a lot of imagination on offense. The players really responded to him. Even yesterday, some of them were emotional when they found out that they were losing their head coach. So there's no doubt that Mark Trestman has a tremendous football mind. So we'll just see, you know, if that's going to translate here in the NFL with the Bears.
What do you think that the key to his success was? He had not been a head coach before he went to Canada. He was in the NFL for 17 years as an assistant, yet he won two Grey Cups in Canada. What was his success, the key to his success in becoming a head coach up there with the Alouettes?
Well, the main thing is that he was able to adapt himself to the CFL rules. That was the main thing. I mean, football is football, no matter, you know, what league you play. But he was able to adjust himself. He was fortunate also to have one of the greatest quarterbacks in CFL history, quarterback Anthony Calvillo also. But the way that he communicates with his players, like I said, I mean, all of his players, current players, and also former Alouettes players have tremendous respect for him.
Jay Cutler here is obviously the Bears quarterback. He's worked with a lot of different coordinators. This is going to be his fourth one in 5 years with the Bears. It seems like he's always changing offenses. Tell me about Mark Trestman's offense, and I'm sure he'll adapt it to the talent he has here. But for people that haven't followed the Alouettes, what type of offense are we talking about?
Yeah, well, we're talking about the West Coast offense. Obviously, when you look at the background of Trestman, you work with the San Francisco 49ers. He worked under Bill Walsh. But again, he's able to adjust himself. The Alouettes backup quarterback, Adrian McPherson, was more of a running quarterback. So Trestman added some zone replay whenever McPherson did get on the field. So like I said, he has, you know, a good imagination. Sometimes tends to get carried away with the passing game, forget to run the ball a little bit. That was something that some of the Alouettes fans wanted him to do more, especially when the team had the lead. But, you know, really powerful offense. Running back has to be a complete player, because the main thing with Trestman is protection. That's something that he always stressed, protection, protecting the quarterback, because to him, the quarterback is the most important player on the field. So if you want to play tailback in his offense, you have to be able to block. If you're not a good blocker, if you're not a willing blocker, there's no way you're going to get on the field. But fortunately for Bears fans, Matt Forte is one of the most complete running back in the NFL. So you should get plenty of opportunity to catch a ball out of the backfield, obviously block for Jay Cutler, but also to rush the ball.
When you look at the Bears head coaches here in the history of this team, you have someone like Mike Ditka, who never hid his emotions, very emotional on the sidelines. Then you had guys like Dick Duran, Lovie Smith on the opposite end of the spectrum, quiet, always stoic on the sidelines. What are Bears fans getting? And I'm not even talking about behind the scenes, but what type of personality are they going to see in Mark Trestman?
Well, definitely not something like Mike Ditka. I mean, there's no way. He's the total opposite, I would think, probably more similar to Lovie Smith. As you mentioned, he's really calm on the sidelines. It's actually something that, you know, some people thought that was the main reason why he never became an head coach in the NFL, because he was too calm on the sideline because of his demeanor. But in a way, it kind of reminded me of Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy wasn't someone, you know, wasn't a screamer, wasn't someone who would yell on the sideline. So Mark Trestman is really similar. He's really a cerebral coach. But from what I heard from what the players have been saying all along, the Alouettes players, that he does come in respect in the room. So that's always the main thing.
That's interesting to me that you mentioned Tony Dungy, because Lovie Smith started in the NFL under Tony, and I think that's really kind of who he patterned himself after as far as demeanor and stuff like that. Anyway, I appreciate you joining us. Welcome to Chicago. Hope you have a good time here. If you can do me a favor, I want you to say thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com in French. Can you do that for me?
Merci de regarder ChicagoBears.com.